Only 9 cents. How's this possible? Well, WorldTel Exchange has created a simple device that you plug into your home phone line that allows you to call anywhere in the world for just pennies, even from a cell phone. No contracts, no monthly fees, and you can save up to 90% on your phone bill. We call it One Button to Wi-Fi, but our customers call it a miracle. Call now and you can get 5 hours of calling anywhere in the world for free. Call 800-755-0687. 800-755-0687. 800-755-0687. Or log on to penniesacall.com. Penniesacall.com.
Metal detecting is one of America's fastest growing outdoor activities. Detectors are so easy to use now, the whole family gets into it. Call for your free metal detecting catalog from White's Electronics. With a White's, all you do is turn on and go. Call now, 1-800-971-3085. There's never been a better time to start detecting, so call for your free catalog today, 1-800-971-3085. And just for calling, we'll include White's Detecting Adventure Kit absolutely free. It gets me off the couch, it keeps me in shape, and it gets us outdoors. The Detecting Adventure DVD explains the fundamentals of metal detecting and features interviews with expert treasure hunters talking about their most exciting finds. You'll also get 25 best-kept secrets to finding treasure, filled with important lessons to help you find more. Call for your metal detecting catalog and your free detecting adventure kit now. Call 1-800-971-3085.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830 or its owners or management.
California, you're dialed into the best from east to west, unraveling ancient and modern mysteries of vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Grace. You know me from Fox Sportsnet West and Lifetime Television. You probably also know that I've run my own acupuncture practice at Santa Monica for over 10 years. I've taught and supervised at UCLA, and I trained at one of the top five traditional Chinese medical hospitals in China. Today in studio with me and in upcoming weeks is my guest and co-host, Dr. Mark Zukowski. Mark is a leading authority on an event that is arguably the most important in any of our lives. If this event does not go well, the physical, mental, and emotional impact to everyone involved is devastating. And that event would be childbirth. Dr. Mark, hello.
Good morning.
What inspired you to write the Safe Baby System?
Well, I've been in practice for 20 years. I've personally helped over 20,000 women having babies. And I've been in charge for over 100,000 deliveries. So I've seen patterns, I've seen things, mistakes, fear that people bring with them and that have caused problems, not just little problems, but big problems.
You've personally been in the room and assisted in 20,000 childbirths?
Yes, I'm an OB anesthesiologist, so I've personally helped 20,000 women myself.
That's an astounding number. That's like three a day for 20 years. Isn't that right?
It's more than three
a
day.
That makes you, I would imagine that if any mistakes were to ever have been made in this area, you'd have seen them.
Well, unfortunately, I've seen it all. The good, which is fortunately the vast majority of people having babies, the bad, and occasionally the really ugly. And some of it is avoidable, and that's where what motivated me to write the book and to go out and help people, because there are certain things you can do to learn that'll not only just make it a happier, more relaxed birthing process, but you can really do to increase the safety and health for you and the baby.
I really liked the feeling of your book. It really it was written from a point of view of really empowering the woman going through the process. I actually work a lot with infertility in my practice, so I've helped a lot of women get pregnant, and it's amazing to me when they get ready to go to the hospital. Sometimes it must feel to them like getting on one of those log rides at the park where you're put into a dark tube and shunted down this tube and everything's dark and you've got no control, you've got no vision, you've got no brakes. And to me, your book really seemed like a terrific way to turn on the lights and give women some control over what they were going through and what their rights were and what their abilities to ask questions of the doctors that were working with them.
Thank you. That's what my book is about, which is to take knowledge, address your fears, and come out the other side so that you can really relax, know what's going on, know how to participate in your own care, and you can change your outcome sometimes positively by doing that.
So in spite of the U.S. having a very developed medical system, we don't rank all that high worldwide for problems that occur.
No, it's sad and unfortunate, but the U.S. ranks not number one in infant mortality rate, but frankly, we're 2 to 3 times higher than a country like Sweden, and we spend, you know, a lot more money.
Why do you think that is, Mark?
Well, the medical system is different, obviously, but part of that is that people need to help take responsibility for some of their care and know what's going on. There's a lot of stuff going on. For example, one of the things that is a big contributor to infant mortality is prematurity. The U.S. has a very high prematurity rate. It's increased 20% over the last decade and now accounts for more than 1 in 10 deliveries.
And premature births create higher levels of learning disabilities, longer hospital stays, much more risk to the infant. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. A premature birth accounts for 75% of all neonatal disease and death, and they're 40 times more likely to die in the neonatal period.
And with all of your experience, what simple things can a woman do to take control of her life and her world and her body and make it so that she has less likelihood to have a premature birth?
Well, ideally, you'd like to start as early as you can, maybe even before you get pregnant. So this book is good not just at time of going to the hospital, but you really want to buy it and read it and enact the stuff way before. The mm-hmm. sooner, the better.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, for example, infection has been shown to be related to prematurity around 20 weeks, 25 weeks, you know.
I read in your book that actually a woman's chances of having some latent infection that she didn't know about causing premature labor and delivery was actually higher than if she was a smoker.
Yes. It's 2 to 3 times more likely than smoking that you have one infection would be periodontal disease.
So if I have a gum infection that I don't know about, my risk to my baby being born prematurely is 2 to 3 times higher than if I smoked cigarettes?
Well, it's much more common to have gum disease than the people who smoke. If you have moderate gum disease, periodontal disease, you have 4 times the risk for having a premature baby. And if it's severe gum disease, it's 12 times the risk of having a premature baby. Not only that, but it's going to go ahead and decrease your birth weight by over a pound. And you have an increased rate of miscarriages and even infections after you have the baby.
What other type of infections do women have that they might not know about?
Well, another thing to check for is vaginal infections. The scientific term that the doctors use is bacterial vaginosis.
And a gal can have that without realizing it?
That's correct. Sometimes you can have C signs such as itchiness or discharge or smell, but it would be something to check for and get frequent follow-up.
Huh. Folks, if you've just joined us, we're sitting here with Dr. Mark Zukowski. Mark is a foremost authority in arguably the most important event in any of our lives, which is childbirth. We've been talking about the alarmingly high level of premature labor and delivery and what can be done to prevent that. He's written a book called The Safe Baby System, in which he's taken his years and years, decades really, of experience at the top hospital in Southern California for childbirth and put it into layperson's information that any woman can use to help make her birthing process easier and safer. And Dr. Mark, you also indicated that medical errors in hospitals are somewhat high, and there's things that we can do to avoid mishaps in that direction.
Oh, absolutely. The National Institute of Medicine report has said that over 96,000 Americans each year die from medication and medical errors. And that is certainly something you can take an active part in and help to avoid.
And the medical errors that occur in hospitals, what rate is that at?
7,000 people a year die due to medical errors in hospitals. So you may think the hospital is the safest place to be, but it's a great place to be if you're sick, and if you're healthy, you want to get out of there.
That's very candid of you to say, Mark. I appreciate that. One would think that as an outsider, as a layperson, that you are pretty much defenseless against these kind of problems and mishaps. But you've put some information in your book that really does arm the average person with great advice on how to avoid those problems. For instance, I didn't realize this, but you can actually predict what month there'll be more problems with medical errors. What month would that be, Mark?
Well, don't get sick in July. July is sort of the new academic year for training residents, mm-hmm. And everyone moves up a notch. So they're not quite familiar with their new roles. And you have new interns coming in who have never practiced medicine before, although the staff always, you know, sort of scales up and you have more attendings and more supervision around. But still, you have a lot of people running around who aren't quite sure what they're doing.
So as a patient, if I'm aware of my surroundings and who's taking care of me, I notice that somebody new has come on board that might not have the level of expertise that the previous person does, I can take extra steps to educate that person as to my personal medical condition, what I might be allergic to.
Well, there are a few overriding principles that go whether you're having a baby or any other problem, which is one, know your medical history, mm-hmm. and you should actually have it written down and carried around with you, what you're allergic to, the names of the medicines. A surprising number of people only know, oh, I take that blue pill. And they don't know the name or the dose, which is very important for your doctor to
know. You told a fascinating story in your book about your own mother.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell the listeners that? Because in my own practice, I'm always trying to empower my patients to know what they're taking and even know the side effects of what they're taking, because so many times patients come in with illnesses and problems that they need resolved, and they're just suffering from the side effects of medications that they're on. But your mother had a very interesting story. What was that story, Mark?
Right. Well, my mother, God bless her, she's sharp. Actually, my pediatrician always used to call her professor when we would go in, and that close relationship is what attracted me to medicine. But what happened, she was in the hospital, she has a problem with her kidneys, and her potassium tends to run high, and she had been on a potassium pill years ago and was told not to take it because her potassium was high. And sure enough, she was in the hospital, the nurse brought her a pill, which thankfully she recognized, and she said, oh, that's not for me, that's potassium, I don't take that. And the nurse insisted, oh, here, you know, these are the pills, just take the pills. And my mother made a fuss and said, no, that the doctor said that could kill me. You have to go check, call the doctor. I'm not going to take that pill.
So just blindly going along with whatever the person in the white coat or the nurse tells you to do can be life-threatening.
Right. And it's not just for you to know, but in this case, when you come into labor, you can't be expected to be totally sharp. You're in pain. You may get medicine that may make you a little bit sleepy. You want your partner. So having a good support team in labor is very important. Mm-hmm. And whether it's your husband, father of the baby, another friend or family member, they need to know what's going on and to sort of help look out for you.
Another thing that you discussed very candidly, which I thought was very, very well handled, was whether or not you want to actually have a hospital birth or a home birth or something in between.
Well, that's right. In America, 99% of women choose or indirectly don't choose to have a home birth, and they have birth in the hospital, and that's fine. I just, in the book, explain different options. Mm-hmm. So the more knowledge you have, the more power you have, and you can make it. Birthing is such a personal experience and should be such a lovely experience, and that's what makes me motivated and happy at 2 a.m. to be helping people. But it's really individual, and it's up to you. But if you don't know your options and the risks and benefits for each, you can't make an intelligent decision. Mm-hmm.
We almost think in this country that not to have a hospital birth is irresponsible because medical intervention can be so quick and so accurate. But as you pointed out, in Sweden, they actually have a very, very high level of home births, and they came out number two on that study that of all the industrialized nations in terms of safety of childbirth. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. But you need to learn about it. Not all the services are as widely available here in the United States as in Sweden, mm-hmm. where they're might be more set up for it, but it becomes a personal decision.
So if a woman wanted to have a little bit more intimate setting where she had a little more control over what was going on, a little more intimacy, what is it with birthing centers these days? Are they on the rise in terms of popularity?
I believe they are. To me, you want to have the kind of birth you want, but have the safety. Mm-hmm. That's what my book is about. It's empowerment, knowledge, but ultimately, what you really need to be concerned about is the health and safety of the baby, and that should affect your choices.
And what about for the guys out there? Because a lot of guys sort of think, oh, well, that's kind of woman's work. And you even indicated that back in the, I think it was the 1400s, men weren't even allowed to be part of the whole experience. And one guy who actually dressed up as a woman and tried to be in the birthing room was burned at the stake. But today, you know, is it a team effort? And how helpful is the role of the husband in this process?
Oh, more than ever, giving birth and having a successful, happy, safe birth is a team effort. It's very important. Actually, some of the biggest disasters I've seen, avoidable disasters, have been when people have a certain idea or plan and they adhere to it and keep sticking to it. Like, oh, for instance, I want to have my baby naturally or vaginally and refusing a cesarean section. There are certain times when you must have a cesarean section to save the life of the baby. Mm-hmm. And to resist at the wrong time, unfortunately, I've seen people pay the ultimate price, which is having a brain damaged or dead baby. So having that support team is very important to help you both in terms of dealing with pain, watching out for you, seeing who's coming into the room, what medications you're getting. And like I referred to before, sometimes you're not so clear-headed and with it to make decisions. And so they can help remind you what you discussed before and what plan you wanted to do.
Folks, we got to take a break, but we're going to finish with that thought when we get back. Mark has noticed that there's two types of mothers, one that buries their head in the sand and the others that demand a little too much. And we're going to find out which is best and which one will help ensure the safe delivery of your baby.
Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor. I'm the guy that gives away the free computer learning lessons. Well, today I'm here to tell you about a great new lesson that many of you have been asking for. And here it is, how to buy and sell on eBay, and I'll give it to you free. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I'll make you the next millionaire selling an attic full of baseball cards, but I can guarantee you that I'll teach you everything you need to know about eBay. And again, I'll send you this lesson free. Now I can do this because I know that once you try my lesson on eBay, you'll be so satisfied that the next time you need to learn anything about computers, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 40 lessons on all of today's most popular computer programs, I know there is more you want to learn. And don't forget, call now and I'll send you eBay or any other lesson of your choice free. And I guarantee your satisfaction, or I'll send you $10. So what do you got to lose? Try my product.
Call 1-800-247-8926.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner Degreaser. 30 years ago, my father and I witnessed a fatal cleaning accident. That inspired us to develop a product that would eliminate the need for hazardous cleaners. Today, Simple Green has become the world's finest non-toxic all-purpose cleaner. Its concentrated formula can handle virtually any cleaning job you might have. The kitchen, bathroom, laundry, and garage. Simple Green cleans them all quickly and safely. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
Hi, my name is Arnaud Goram. I, like a lot of Americans, have had many health challenges. I had arthritis, allergies, ulcers, asthma, fibromyalgia, and even kidney failure. Every doctor told me that nothing could be done for me, that I'd have to learn to live with my pain and declining health, that I was already on the strongest medications, and that I would die. I changed my diet, and within 6 months, I was in perfect health and back to teaching martial arts. I've been in perfect health for the last 5 years. I discovered that anyone can achieve levels of health far beyond just not being sick. On the Best from East to West, I will be sharing how I healed myself and became healthier than I ever thought possible. Join us on AM 830 on Sunday morning at 11, or visit me at www.aghealthy.com.
Is your industry changing? Are you looking for ways to make more money? Then listen.
Hi, my name's Dave Friedman. After making a living playing music, I had to give up my passion and get a job to provide for my family. During my 14 years in high tech, we had become comfortable, but something was missing. There was no passion. I had reached my earnings potential, younger kids were being hired to do my job for less, my industry was changing, and frankly, I wasn't happy with the way I was spending 80% of my time. But what could I do? Because my family, going back into the music business, wasn't an option. I was turned on to Global Wellness Group. I plugged into their proven system with ongoing training and support, and within 2 years was able to quit my job. I now live a lifestyle on my terms that allows me to grow personally, professionally, and financially by helping others. And I once again have passion in my work.
If you're looking to make a change but don't think you have the time, call Global Wellness Group at 866-558-7626. That's 866-558-7626. Once again, 866-558-7626.
Hey folks, welcome back to The Best from East to West. This is Dr. Tara Grace. This just a hot off the press from the LA Times Science Files. Apparently, a good man is hard to find, but for the female Galapagos iguanas, the search for the sexiest mate is so exhausting that it can actually threaten their ability to survive. When the male and the female are approaching each other, the man's jaw opens wide and he sidles over towards her and attempts to grab her by the neck. And if she's willing, that will take place. And if not, she backs away. And apparently, there's so much backing away involved in this process that she can lose up to 20% of her body weight. And for those gals seeking the biggest and strongest male, that backing away can result in even greater body weight loss. Are females doing this? Are human females doing this? I think human females lose more body weight in the process of hunting for males, too. Do they go to the gym more and all that before they get married?
They do.
So we're back in studio with Dr. Mark Sikowski, one of the foremost authorities in the process of childbirth in Southern California. He has written a book called The Safe Baby System. Mark has been personally involved and responsible in 20,000 childbirths at the leading hospital for childbirth in Southern California. Mark, how can people get a hold of your book, The Safe Baby System?
Well, the book is coming out in October. But if you go to my website, thesafebabysystem.com, you can sign up, give me your name, email, and due date, and I will send you a free special report with some of the best material for my book.
And you're giving that special report to people who are listening to this station right here, right now?
Just for your listeners today.
That's great. Also, folks, if for whatever reason you don't remember the name of a book or a person that we've been talking about on the show, most of this information you can find on the website, thebestfromeasttowest.com. Mark, how does a gal choose an appropriate hospital to have her baby at?
Well, you've asked an excellent question because it actually makes a big difference in terms of safety. Most people just go by what's on the plan. Whatever insurance they have, they pick a doctor and they go wherever that doctor delivers. But picking the right hospital, if you're going to a hospital, is one of the most important decisions you can make.
What if the hospital's not on your plan?
Well, there's usually a choice of hospitals on the plan. Some plans you have to investigate your own because there are so many different plans. If you could pay a little extra to go to a bigger hospital, that can happen too. But hospital size, I guess they say size matters, which is the number of...
Does it matter with iguanas?
The number of deliveries they do is the single best indicator in terms of will they have all the support services you need and all the immediate emergency stuff available.
I was blown away when reading your book as to what you meant by a formidable size. I figured, you know, a delivery a day, something like that. But tell us, what is a big hospital in terms of labor and delivery?
Well, a big hospital would be anything that's over 4,000 or 5,000 deliveries. Once you
per
2,000 per year. Thank
okay.
you. Okay. Yeah, 2,000 deliveries per year. You know, people, you're doing enough every day that people are current. You see some of the bad, infrequent things often enough that people should know what
to do.
That's
many a day. How many a day is that?
That's 6 a day. I mean, if you think about it, just from a numbers point of view, if you're doing say 1,000 deliveries, that's less than 3 a day, which would only be 1 per shift. How much experience, training, really being in shape. I mean, giving birth safely is really an endurance sport,
mm-hmm.
not just for the woman who's giving birth, who has to have the right physical shape, the right nutrition, the right psychology.
Why is it that women don't prepare more for childbirth? I mean, we all know that it's as about as exhausting as running multiple marathons in a row. And marathon trainers train, but pregnant women, we get like no advice about fitness, nutrition. What's that all about?
Well, now you do. You've come to the right place. Because it really is the right attitude, which is, you know, a sports person, a baseball player on the Angels, or a marathon runner, it has to do with all of those. Nutrition, physical, being in physical shape, the right exercises, as well as having the right psychology and mental attitude that I can do it, this is what I want, setting goals, addressing your fears. And you can get all of that in my book.
And tell us again the name of your book, Dr. Mark Zukowski.
The Safe Baby System, Simple Things You Can Do to Help Ensure a Problem-Free Delivery.
Folks, if you just joined us, I'm in studio here with a doctor who's the head of the OB-GYN anesthesia department at the leading hospital in Southern California for childbirth. They do a massive amount of deliveries per year. And Dr. Mark here has seen about every problem that could occur in childbirth. And as a result of his 20 years in this field, he's put together a book that, in my opinion, every pregnant woman or anybody who even knows a pregnant woman should give to her about how to avoid the problems and mishaps. And it's really written from a very empowering position that there's a lot that you can do in terms of awareness and planning and goal setting. Dr. Mark, you had even mentioned in your book that people that set goals even in high school were more likely, 10 times more likely to achieve those goals and have higher rates of income.
Actually a famous study from the Harvard Business School where they looked at people, and people who had goals were much more successful than those who didn't, and people who had written goals were in the top 3% of the nation in terms of money,
and I think
wealth,
it's so
everything.
Awesome that you a child that applied that to childbirth and can benefit from that also. So, Dr. Mark, people are more and more trying to do things in natural ways and not have as much drug intervention. Obviously, you know, this is a very physically challenging and painful process. Where are people coming from in terms of, you know, how many people want to have epidurals? Are they choosing epidurals? Are there other types of anesthesia? And what is the effect of that on the newborn?
Well, nationally in America, about 60% of women do receive epidurals.
I'm actually surprised it's that low.
Part of it has to do with availability, and the bigger places have people who are there 24 hours a day. Who are specially trained. I've sub-specialized in OB anesthesia, and so that's where you get the best, usually, quality service, as opposed to being in a smaller hospital where there's not someone dedicated to that, and they have to come and run from out of the operating room. But again, that's the trend, which is a lot of the smaller places are no longer choosing to deliver, and that's shifting deliveries to some of the larger places, which is actually better from a patient safety point of view.
Is an epidural the same as what they used to call a saddle block, or is that like an old antiquated thing?
That is. In the 50s and 60s, they used to do saddle block, which was actually spinal anesthesia, and they used to do it more towards the end. And that would result in basically feeling like you were paralyzed because you were, in essence, totally numb, couldn't feel anything, couldn't move anything. And that was done, and then the obstetrician would use forceps.
Mm-hmm.
Now forceps is much less commonly used, and appropriately so. But it's still a valuable tool in certain circumstances.
Why is it so less used these days?
Well, instead of doing C-sections, people were using forceps, either low or mid forceps, which is not advisable anymore.
Gotcha.
But in terms of safety, yeah, epidural, whether you get it or not, that's your choice. You shouldn't feel guilty if you have so much pain that you can't deal with it. Actually, if you go through the book and prepare and deal with your failures and have good support during labor, you're more likely not to need an epidural.
You offered another really interesting tip, which, again, because you've seen so many labors and deliveries, that a lot of women don't realize that they can stretch their legs in between the contractions, and some women have actually not been able to walk for days afterwards because they've been stuck in this position, not realizing they had the freedom to move.
Well, that's right. There's some important safety information that I've picked up over having helped with so many deliveries and seeing other people's problems and learning from them. And that exactly has to do with positioning. And I do make a few points about that in the book. One of them that we can talk about now is that when you're pushing, a lot of times everyone's pulling the legs back. So it's you're taking your hip and they're being actively pushed back.
That sounds awful.
And it's great. Well, that's part of what helps to open up the pelvic outlet and help the baby come out. But everybody gets into it. Everyone's yelling, push, push. You know, and everyone gets excited and really tries to pull those legs back.
And sometimes you said the husbands can actually overdo it.
You can overdo it, and sometimes the feet are put up and not relaxed, so they should be relaxed during in-between pushes. I've seen nerve damage over at the butt.
Inguinal?
Yeah, the inguinal ligament can actually compress the femoral nerve and cause damage just by the leg being pushed back so far. Or it doesn't even have to be nerve damage. I mean, if you took me and pushed my legs back for 2 hours, I wouldn't be able to walk the next day either.
So, guys, this is really an important book for you to read also, because going into the situation completely unarmed and uninformed, you know, your sweetie's going to be going through something very, very trying, and it would really help her out with the team effort if you could pick up a copy of this book and read it along with her so that everybody is well informed and she's got two heads thinking instead of one.
Right, and it's not just for pregnant couples, because I think everybody in the work environment, or if you're potentially a grandparent-to-be, should know about the book, because it makes a great gift.
Well, I would think anybody that is... Well, real quick, Mark, how early on in the birth process should somebody get your book?
Well, the earlier the better, because it does address things, important things like nutrition, staying in shape, your attitude, and choosing places to deliver, and you can't do all that right at the
end. Ideally, even prior to getting pregnant, it would be advisable.
Yeah, you should actually get a physical sort of tune-up first before getting pregnant.
So we're in the last couple of, we're the last minute here, actually. Tell our listeners where they can get a copy of your book.
You can go to my website, same name as the title, thesafebabysystem.com, and get more information there. And again, if you come, you leave your name, email, and due date, I will send you a free special report just for your listeners today.
That's a great deal. So, folks, that's thesafebabysystem.com. And if in future weeks you're thinking, wow, I really want to know where to get that book, you can always go to thebestfromeasttowest.com. Dr. Mark is shown on that website. And, Mark, thank you so much for coming in. I think your information is absolutely invaluable, and we look forward to having you back on the show in the upcoming months.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm dedicated to helping all the pregnant women, couples, grandparents, everybody have a healthy and safe, enjoyable delivery.
Folks, we'll be back with more from The Best from East to West right after this.
One of the best pieces of advice to help protect your eyes is to wear a good pair of polarized sunglasses. And you won't find any that perform better than Costa Del Mar. Every pair is 100% polarized and offer 100% UV protection, so you can see farther, deeper, and clearer than ever. They're hand-built in Florida and backed with a lifetime warranty, so you know they'll last. They come packed with more advanced technology than your car. What you'll like best is that they fit so well, you will probably forget that you're even wearing sunglasses. Best of all, Costa is as serious about the outdoors and conservation as they are about sunglasses, supporting numerous sports like surfing, volleyball, angling, and boating. For more information about Costa Del Mar sunglasses and to see all their sunglasses or to find a dealer, go to www.costadelmar.com. Costa Del Mar. See what's out there.
Hi, everybody. This is Tara Grace. Have you ever been stressed out of your mind driving to a destination you couldn't find? Just recently, I was 45 minutes early for an important appointment and got so lost driving in circles, I was 20 minutes late and nearly lost an account worth thousands of dollars. Guys, do you ever worry that your sweetie is driving around lost and may find herself in a dangerous area of the city? Well, with the help of Magellan, those days are gone. A leading innovator in GPS, Magellan has come out with highly accurate and affordable automotive GPS. The Maestro. And it's the only automotive GPS on the market that includes AAA travel information and roadside assistance details. Finding your destination, nearby hotels, ATMs, restaurants, and gas stations quickly and easily now is just a few simple button pushes away. I've now got one in my car, Magellan, the first name in navigation, and if you ask me, the GPS leader in peace of mind.
Huntington Beach is the authentic surf city, USA. One of California's finest coastal communities, Huntington Beach maintains a lively beach culture, acres of pristine nature preserves, and more than 8 miles of golden sand beaches framed by glistening ocean waves. Boasting some of the widest beaches in California, Surf City USA offers an endless array of beach activities in addition to fishing. You can enjoy bicycling, boogie boarding, golf, and surfing, or just simply take advantage of the natural setting with warm beach bonfires and casual walks on the historic Huntington Beach Pier. Venture away from the ocean and you'll find everything from community theater and museums to California coastal cuisine and a vibrant downtown scene. Whether you're planning a solo surfing, dining, shopping, or fishing expedition, or maybe just looking forward to a weekend away with the whole family, Huntington Beach is where you can find everything California stands for. Sun, white sand beaches, great surf, and classic fun. Visit www.surfcityusa.com today to start planning your getaway. The Surf City USA, Huntington Beach, California.
From East to West. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Grace. As many of you know, I've run my own acupuncture practice and holistic healthcare practice in Santa Monica for over 10 years. I've taught and supervised at UCLA. I've trained at one of the top five traditional Chinese medical hospitals in China. And I've also been a professor at one of the leading acupuncture colleges here in the United States. I'm super excited to bring to you my next guest, who you'll be hearing about from today and in upcoming weeks. He's an expert in an area of health I've long been familiar with and have had a lot of respect for. I've seen it be an important part of recovery in some people who were very, very seriously ill. I want to give you a little background on how I grew up and got familiar with this. My father was into aerobics before anybody was into aerobics. People would see him running up and down the lane in the rain, and everybody thought he was crazy because nobody was familiar about how important that was at the time. He was also into nutrition before anybody was into nutrition, and we didn't have white flour or white sugar in my house, which was also very unusual, but I'm grateful for to this day. My father saw his father die of a heart attack before the age of 50, so he was determined not to be in that category. His father was overweight and didn't exercise and also smoked. And my father today is 87 years old and still downhill skis, folks. He goes out on his backhoe, he moves earth around and makes trails through the woods and is in really excellent, enviable health. He was also on the advisory board for as long as I can remember for one of the oldest and most respected foundations in nutrition, the Price-Pottinger Foundation. And they are big proponents of the subject that we are currently going to be talking about. And I'd like to introduce my in-studio guest. His name is Arno Goran, and he is an expert in raw food. Hello, Arno.
Hi, Tara. Thank you.
Arno has a really interesting story. He himself, actually, I'm going to let you tell the listeners. What state of health were you in, and what helped you get out of it?
Well, I was in pretty bad shape. I could say that for sure. As a kid, I had a lot of health challenges in regards to getting sick with the flu and allergies, and we went to a lot of different doctors who basically told us that there were no cure for allergies. And as I got into my teens, my problems got worse. I started getting asthma attacks and was on medication for that. And when I was 16, we went to see a doctor about my swollen knuckles. And he said, well, you have arthritis, but there's really nothing
that
can be done.
At what age you had arthritis?
I was 16.
Oof. Brutal.
Yeah.
And it got worse.
Yeah, I kept developing other symptoms like ulcers and hemorrhoids. And I just became more and more exhausted.
Before you were 20, you had these. This is what I usually see in 40s or 50-year-olds.
Well, it's amazing what a stressful childhood and poor diet and bad genetics can do.
And tell us how it. What did it snowball into?
Well, I went to see a lot of different doctors to try to figure out what I could do to get out of pain and kind of stop the exhaustion process, because I just kept getting more and more tired. And, you know, Chinese doctors, naturopathic doctors, all kinds of medical doctors basically told me the same thing. There's nothing we can do for you. You're already on the strongest medication, you know, write your will, that kind of thing.
That was their prognosis, is that you weren't going to be around too long.
Yeah. You're not going to be around much longer.
That's devastating.
Especially when you haven't even really completed college and you haven't been married. And I didn't feel like I'd started my life yet.
And you were into sports and didn't have the energy to complete them.
I used to teach martial arts, and I had to stop teaching. I used to work, go to school full-time, and teach full-time. And I stopped working, stopped teaching, cut school down to half-time, was pre-med, but I just couldn't continue to go anymore. So I just said, there must be a way for me to get better. I know that every doctor is saying I can't, but I know there is, so I'm just going to find out what it is.
And how did you make a transition to what was it that turned your life around? Because you're a vibrant, healthy person, and I've had the privilege of being at your home and seeing your friends, and they're all vibrant, healthy people who are into the same thing you are. What was the key that turned you around?
Well, about 7 years ago, I discovered that, you know, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you can be healthy. And I didn't know how to eat healthy or what to do. So luckily, a friend of mine turned me on to this idea of raw food or living food, fresh fruits and vegetables, seeds and nuts, organic, everything organic and fresh. And I had a lot of questions and concerns, but I didn't really have much option. I didn't have anything else to try. So I went to a class, a 5-week class, and decided to try this living foods thing. And I did like 95% fresh fruits and vegetables, seeds and nuts. And in about 6 months' time, I didn't have any symptoms. I didn't have any pain. I wasn't exhausted anymore. My memory came back. I wasn't bleeding internally anymore.
In how many weeks?
6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
So you went from being a basket case that how many doctors told you you weren't going to make it?
A lot. A lot from all different types of medicine.
To being... You had a clean bill of health.
I was in better health than I thought that we would consider to be perfect health.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have bad breath anymore. I didn't have body odor anymore. My memory was back to the way it was when I was a teenager or before that. I had lots of energy. My skin was amazing. I had no pain in my body whatsoever. The swelling in my knuckles, my joints was gone. All the pain in my back was gone.
Wow.
Yeah. I was pretty excited.
And so with all that incredibly empowering information and the life journey that you've had, what have you decided to do with that?
Well, when I was getting better, my mind was arguing with my heart, saying, this can't be working. You know you have to eat meat for protein. You know that you have to drink milk for calcium. How can it be that I'm getting better when this doesn't make sense? This goes against everything I know about nutrition and health. And at the same time, I was so excited about the fact that I was getting better, and I wondered, why doesn't everyone know this? Why didn't any of my doctors tell me what to do? Why did it kind of come to me through grace? And the answer really started when I read Diet for New America. I read a lot of books because I was very excited and I wanted answers. And Diet for New America is a great book by a guy named John Robbins, who was the heir to the Baskin and Robbins empire. I say was because after he saw Mr. Baskin's, his uncle, die of a heart attack at an early age, he decided to investigate nutrition. He found out that a lot of stuff about dairy and about meat that we don't generally know in our population. He published a book called Diet for New America that's just full of scientific information. That really helped me. And right in the beginning of the book, he says, all health education in America is provided for by the National Dairy Council. If you go to any public school right now and you look at their nutritional materials, it'll say National Dairy Council on them.
Isn't that kind of like the fox guarding the hen house?
It's kind of like the oil industry teaching us about alternative fuel. It doesn't make any sense.
And when you tell people that, because you educate a lot of people in this, and I'm sure that's one of the nuggets of information that you provide to them, what are their common reactions to that?
Well, I think they're shocked, first of all. Or a lot of people actually know that. I would say like 10% of the people who take my courses say, yeah, I already know that. And the other 90% have these white faces with dismay. And I was actually very angry when I read that. I thought that should be illegal or it should be wrong. And that the fact that the National Dairy Council has been providing all of our health education since 1915, which is before my grandparents were born, just seemed wrong to me.
So somebody who's supplying you with a product is also giving you blanket information on what foods you should be consuming.
Exactly.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to start to find out what is the problem with heating your food.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that need the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-224-7720.
This works. Call the number.
800-224-7720. 800-224-7720.
When traveling around Southern California, Amtrak's Pacific Surfliner is a welcome departure from crowded freeways. Travel from LA to San Diego, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and points in between. Take the train and relax, admire the view, and enjoy a bite to eat. With low fares available every day, you can get to your destination for about the cost of a tank of gas. Visit Amtrak.com or call 1-800-USA-RAIL. Fares, routes, and schedules are subject to change without notice. Amtrak, travel made simple.
Hello. Do you worry about the environment? I do, every day. I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the finest non-toxic cleaner in the world. In 1972, I witnessed a horrible cleaning accident that sent me on a lifelong journey to develop a safer alternative to toxic cleaning. I am so certain you will love the power and safety of Simple Green that if for any reason you are not 100% satisfied, I will refund your purchase. For more, visit simplegreen.com.
Is your industry changing? Are you looking for ways to make more money? Then listen.
Hi, I'm Denise Schnitzer, and I was a successful business owner in the health and fitness industry for 10 years. After having our two daughters, my role changed to a full-time mom. My husband is a physician and makes great money, but he works days, nights, weekends, and we rarely see him. Additionally, at the end of every month, we were wondering where the money went. Then we heard an ad for Global Wellness Group. Our decision to change has solved the time and money problems in our lives. Now we work together building an international business, which allows us time together as a family and money in the bank at the end of the month. We are dreaming again, and we are not only reaching our goals, but enjoying them.
Global Wellness Group is looking for success-oriented people. If you want more out of life and you're looking to make a change, call Global Wellness Group at 866-558-7626. That's 866-558-7626. Once again, 866-558-7626.
Stop eating this greasy.
folks. Welcome back to The Best from East to West. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Grace. I love that hot song from the 1980s, American Fast Food, What a Stupid Way to Die. gosh, the lyrics on that always crack me up. We're in studio today with Arnaud Garand, who is a raw food expert who actually pulled his life out of the gutter. And he was really suffering from many things that a lot of Americans suffer from, and turned his life around with living foods. Arnaud, a lot of people think about raw foods, and the first things that comes to mind is cold, and you're going to nosh on sprouts all day, and you're going to be hungry all the time. And in fact, there was just an article in a recent LA Times on July 30th about some of the drawbacks to raw food, and that you don't get enough fats. And what are your comments and thoughts on that?
Well, there's certainly those beliefs out there that you're going to live on carrots. And that was actually the very first question I had, which was, what do you eat? And I had no idea that you could live on chocolate milkshakes and tacos and puddings and smoothies and soups and pastas and lasagnas and things that don't have white flour or white sugar in them, don't have dairy in them.
That's all part of your diet?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I have a rule, which is if it doesn't taste good, I don't eat it. And it's really easy to make a recipe in 5 or 10 minutes that, you know, rivals anything you can get at any restaurant, but actually makes you feel good instead of making you feel tired after you eat it.
Actually, that's been one of the most surprising and astounding things that I've found about raw foods. So I totally applaud what you're doing. And in the effort of having people understand how incredibly delicious this raw food is, we're actually going to be hosting a raw food tasting event in Huntington Beach at the Living Temple. You can get more information from that on Arnaud's website, which is aghealthy.com. We're going to have about an hour. Did we set a price for that?
It's $20 if you pre-register, which you can do that online. And if you come at the door, it's $30.
That's a steal. So you're going to get lots of great, great, great tasting, healthy, healthy food. The thing that just blows me away about well-prepared raw food is that, I mean, A, it's like eating at a five-star restaurant. But B, you don't have that exhausted feeling after eating. You don't feel like you have to go take a siesta. You feel clean and energized and ready to take on life.
It's really amazing. Someone in my class has lost 20 pounds in 20 days, and he was eating 3 times a day. And he said, you know, this is amazing how this is the best food I've ever eaten in terms of taste and quality, and I'm feeling so much better. And he looks different. He doesn't just look thinner. He actually looks more radiant. He looks more alive. It's pretty amazing.
I have to say that's another thing that I noticed about the people that are attending your class and the people that came to your home that evening, where they're all related to raw food industries and people that have adopted as their lifestyle. Because a lot of times when you see people that have adopted a raw food but not balanced diet, you know, the people that are noshing on the sprouts and the carrots all day long, that they sort of have pasty skin, they don't look healthy, they're not vibrant. And all the people that I saw at your place were just, they were energetic, they were vivacious, they were really radiant people. And they were all part of this raw food movement, aren't they?
Well, there's certainly a difference between a healthy living food diet and just noshing on sprouts and carrots all the time. And there's a lot of things that people don't understand about how to eat healthy or how to take their body from where it is to a place where it is healthy, like a transition stage. And it's really important to educate yourself. Learn not only how to make recipes, but what a balanced diet really is, how to get the things you need, how to prevent cleansing reactions so that your body easily and gently goes from where it is to a much higher energy state.
Now, that point is huge, because I know people at hospitals, and I've talked to them about the importance of raw food. Actually, in my own practice, I have to say, now, I am not an oncologist. I don't specialize in treating cancer, but the people that I have seen beat cancer the best are the people that have taken it upon themselves to improve their lifestyle and their diet and their nutrition pretty substantially, including embracing a raw food diet, doing the raw food juicing. But if you're quite sick, then you have to be careful about these cleansing reactions. And you've done a lot of experienced research in what that process takes.
Absolutely. Actually, one of my books coming out is called How to Cleanse a Body Without Cleansing Reactions. And most of the books you'll read on how to cleanse will tell you that it's natural to have cleansing reactions, that you're going to feel sick as you get better. That's totally not necessary. But that will happen if you try to go straight into a 100% living food diet without giving your body the support it needs. It's very likely that you will feel sick because all these toxins are going to try to come out, and they're going to come out your skin. They're going to come out like flu symptoms. And we don't need to go through that. It's really easy, if you know what you're doing, to get into a healthier diet slowly or quickly, if you know what you're doing, and really just ramp up your healing process. So you can go from, you know, having a severe illness right into living foods, if you know what you're doing, without having any cleansing reactions, just feeling better and better every single day.
I'd love for you to describe for our listeners this incredible milkshake that you make a lot for breakfast, because I've seen you do it, and it's pretty masterful.
Oh, man. My famous chocolate milkshake. You know, it's better than Carl's Jr.'s milkshakes, and I say that. And Carl's Jr.'s are pretty good, but this is better as far as taste. You know, all it really is coconut meat and coconut water. And I don't mean those brown coconuts that are really hard and kind of sour on the inside. I mean young coconuts that come from Thailand that are full of water, and the meat is so soft you can spoon it out. And a lot of people have been telling me, well, I can't ever make your milkshake. And I say, why? And they say, because I never actually put the coconut in the blender. I just eat it right out of the coconut.
Arno, I had this for breakfast thanks to you. And I also had it with a cup full of the chia seeds, which are, to me, are so energizing. And I feel satisfied. I feel full of energy. And I'm so grateful to have something for breakfast that doesn't drag me down, doesn't leave me hungry 45 minutes later, doesn't spike my sugar. So anyway, continue telling us about this milkshake.
Well, the coconuts are a good fat, and there's definitely a difference between good and bad fats. And maybe next time when I'm on the show, we'll talk just about that and what the differences are.
Boy, I wish we would, because that's such a huge misconception. You know, people look at labels now, and they're so driven to look at the fat content and put away things that have a high fat content without even realizing which ones are necessary.
That's right. You know, good fats are important for creating metabolism, for brain functioning, for keeping your blood sugar even, and so on. And the young coconut, because it's alive, is a good fat, and it makes you feel full. So you don't feel hungry after you eat. You don't feel hungry for a long time, actually. And it's very healing to your body. So you got three coconuts in a blender, and then you add raw cacao, which is real chocolate in its natural raw state. You add agave nectar, which is also a raw sweetener. That's actually, you know, easy on your blood. It's not hard like white sugar is on your blood. Mm-hmm. You add a little bit of vanilla extract, blend it up. I add some superfoods in there for protein, for more essential fats, for more B vitamins. Not necessary. I also add mineral supplements. You don't even know they're there. All you know is that it tastes like sweet chocolate milkshake.
And folks, this is just one of the incredible food creations that Arno is so adept at, and these really are not complicated things to make. They take a little getting used to. Watching you hack into that coconut in 3 seconds was amazing to me. So please give your website out again, because we are having this raw food tasting event in Huntington Beach on September 22nd at the Living Temple.
Yeah, it's www.aghealthy.com, and you can register for the event. You can also get my books, audios, or DVDs. Right now I'm doing a pre-release special. You can get them for half price up until in September when they actually release.
And folks, for those of you who have incredibly busy schedules like myself, you can actually listen to the course online if you sign up for it. So that is a huge blessing for those of us that are have incredibly busy lifestyles. And folks, if you want or need any other information that you've heard on the show, if, for instance, you don't remember Arno's website, you can always go to our website, thebestfromeasttowest.com, and you will find Arno on there. And you can click right over to AG Healthy, no problem, and any of the other sources of information that we've given you on The Best from East to West on AM 830. We will see you next week, next Sunday, with one of the premier holistic MDs in Southern California. And he's going to share his wealth of knowledge with us, which I'm incredibly blessed to have him on the show. Till next week, folks, remember, life is not a dress rehearsal. See you then.
Independent and right. And right. The proceeding was a paid program, and opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Blood pressure is called the silent killer because there are usually no symptoms. The disease kills more than 37,000 people annually. Prevention is the key. Traditionally, blood pressure has been measured in the doctor's office, but more and more doctors are recommending patients take their own blood pressure at home, thus giving the doctor a more accurate reading. Omron, the leader in digital blood pressure monitors, is working hard to fight high blood pressure by offering a large selection of monitors ranging from arm to wrist applications. So don't put off monitoring your blood pressure any longer and do it in the privacy of your own home with Omron. O-M-R-O-N.